CR News, I'm Qi Zhi. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao has arrived in Bali, Indonesia, to attend a series of meetings for East Asian leaders. The Premier will attend the 14th China-ASEAN Summit, commemorating the 20th anniversary of China-ASEAN dialogue relations, as well as the 6th East Asia Summit. Wen Jiabao will also pay an official visit to Brunei, the first by a Chinese Premier in some 20 years.Leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations have kicked off their 19th summit in Bali, Indonesia, to solicit cooperation on reaching the ASEAN community by 2015. The meeting is set to address a broad range of issues impacting the region, such as global economy, disaster management, climate change, food and energy security, and regional integration.Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, who is hosting the meeting, says ASEAN needs to increase its ability to resolve conflicts. He also highlights trade matters and also the effects of the European debt crisis.
Kita perlu memperkuat pertumbuhan ekonomi di kawasan.
We must strengthen our economy in the region so that such growth of our economy will make us more resilient to global economy volatility.
This year's summit will be expanded to include U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. The leaders of Japan, China, South Korea, India, Australia and New Zealand will also join the talks on Friday. South Korea, Japan and the United States are scheduled to hold talks today on the resumption of the stalled six-party nuclear talks. The trilateral talks will bring together the three countries' nuclear envoys in Bali, Indonesia.They're expected to discuss the outcome of the recent talks between North Korea and the United States on resuming the negotiations aimed at dismantling Pyongyang's nuclear program. The six-party talks, which also involve China and Russia, have been stalled since late 2008. China has expressed a hope that relevant parties will collaborate in speeding up the implementation of the Arab League's solution to the crisis in Syria.Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Weiming says China is calling on relevant parties to put an end to the violence in Syria and restore stability and order soon. He also says whether or not the UN Security Council should take further action should depend on whether its efforts will be conducive to easing tensions in the country. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak says all options remain on the table to keep Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons.Barak was speaking in Ottawa after meeting with his Canadian counterpart, Peter MacKay. Barak has described the Iranian regime as a major threat to the entire world, not just to the Middle East. But he refused to be drawn into further speculation on what action Israel may take against Iran. The United Nations nuclear watchdog released a report earlier this month saying it found signs of possible nuclear weapons development in Iran.Japan's staple rice has been found contaminated with radioactive cesium for the first time since the nuclear crisis began at the Fukushima plant. The sample came from a Fukushima city farm about 60 kilometers from the plant. The rice was being prepared for market, but Chief Cabinet Secretary Osamu Fujimura said none had been sold. The government is considering banning shipments from the area.The discovery highlights the difficulty of tracking the radiation, which has been spread across eastern Japan by wind and rain. Chinese air traffic authorities say they will further relax a ban on the use of low-altitude airspace next year on a trial basis. The State Air Traffic Control Commission says starting from January, airspace below 1,000 meters in northeast, central and south China, as well as six pilot cities, will be open to general aviation flights.The new policy is expected to promote the country's general aviation industry, including the purchase and use of private planes. China's individual income tax revenue taken from August to October has fallen by 13 billion yuan or $2 billion following the revision of the individual income tax law. A senior official from the Ministry of Finance says on the one hand, the number of taxpayers among the middle class has been reduced. On the other hand, the burden of privately owned businesses has been lightened.The revision of China's individual income tax law took effect on September 1st. Under the new law, the individual income tax threshold was raised from 2,000 yuan to 3,500 yuan. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Xi Zhi in Beijing.